A major road in Port Coquitlam will be closed for 3 weeks for contractors to replace a failing culvert. Burns Road, north of Dominion Avenue, will be fully shut down from August 29 until September 19 to install a new culvert to prevent flooding. Some work is already underway requiring a single-lane alternating traffic, according to the City of Port Coquitlam, and drivers, pedestrians and cyclists are asked to follow signs and traffic control staff toward alternate routes. All businesses in the construction area will remain open and accessible throughout construction from Prairie Avenue, according to a press release issued today, August 25. The project entails replacing an existing, deteriorated culvert that conveys the fish-bearing Dominion Slough under Burns Road, along with structural upgrades to the road. Full closure just 3 weeks. The $1.8 million project is part of the city's capital plan. The city is limiting the full closure to 3 weeks in order to allow traffic to flow back on the route as early as possible. Work will continue after the 3 week closure, where single lane alternating traffic will be re-implemented. The project is expected to wrap up in late October. Road users are asked to follow all instructions and detours and are encouraged to view an interactive map showing the road closure. The project is part of the city's ongoing work to upgrade important infrastructure and prepare for the impacts of climate change, including flooding, the press release states. Heavy rainfall and winter storms in recent years have advanced the need to construct a number of culvert, pipe and pump station upgrades. The Burns Road culvert is a critical upgrade prior to the upcoming winter season and storm events. The culvert is part of a large drainage system and a critical piece of infrastructure that serves most of East Port Coquitlam and drains into the Pitt River. Fish-friendly design for culvert. The critical piece of equipment is nearly 17 meters long and has already failed in some sections and needs to be replaced due to significant deterioration, according to the city, with temporary repairs done in 2019 and 2022. Further deterioration and failure would cause significant flooding in the area, and major safety concerns to the public and property. Featuring a fish-friendly design, the new culvert will have a larger capacity to accommodate increasing rainfall intensities and creek volumes.